Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. The NCAA tournament underway and giving you an idea of some of the teams that could be making some noise in this tournament. And one of them coming out of the SEC. In fact, there's only two teams in the SEC left in the tournament. Texas A&M with a runner-up at the conference tournament. And Mark Passwaters, our good friend from AggieL.com, joins us. We normally bring him on for football, and now we get to bring him on for Aggie Hoops. How are you, my man?
Well, I'm enjoying the odd situation where we are talking basketball. You and I normally go from about the 1st of December or maybe bowl game until late July without talking. So this is a pretty good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Billy Kennedy has done a fantastic job there this year. And I know the SEC is not, you know, it's not the Big Ten or the Big 12, but still, the season that he's been that he was able to put together, how much of their success really is the fact that they've got a lot of good seniors on this team?
Well, I don't think you can overstate the senior leadership that they're getting from this team. You know, you got four guys in that starting lineup who are seniors. Alex Collins, the transfer from South Florida, Alex Caruso, who has been there literally his entire life. You're talking about a kid who was a ball boy, you know, when he was growing up at A&M. You know, the true transfers, Jalen Jones and Daniel House, and all of those guys have been huge contributors in various ways. You know, Jones and House are the big scorers. Caruso's the glue guy. He does it all. But Collins is very underrated in what he brings to the team. You know, you're talking about a pure point guard here, a distributor. You know, he's, you know, about a 4-to-1 assist ratio the last month or so. He doesn't shoot a lot, but he allows Caruso to do a lot of different things. And that was something they were kind of missing, I think, the last year or two. So, you know, having those guys, having the experience that they have, not necessarily in the tournament, because Collins is the only guy who's been there, but especially in the last year plus, they play a lot of big games in the SEC, and then obviously the run in the tournament. You know, facing off with Kentucky, that overtime game early in the year, and then obviously the overtime game and the championship game. You know, these guys have been in a lot of high-pressure situations, but they haven't let it phase them. And I think that's just a credit to how much basketball they played and how much they played together. And, you know, when you look at a wide-open year like this year has become in college basketball, you look for a team that's cohesive, you look for a team that's got experience, and, you know, hey, the Aggies have it.
In terms of defense, and against, especially against guards, how are the Aggies, because this is a guard tournament, how are the Aggies defensively?
I think that's actually one of their best assets is their defense against guards. One of the people I think that is most underrated in the entire country is Caruso. You're talking about a guy who has led the SEC in steals the last 2 years at least. I think it's three. He's a great assist guy. You know, he was the point guard the last three seasons. He can score when he needs to, but he's the guy that does the stuff that doesn't necessarily stand out in the box score. And I'm pretty sure tomorrow he'll end up having one of Green Bay's, you know, best shooters as his assignment, and he's going to be out there to shut him down. You look at a guy who's 6'5", buck 85 or so, and, you know, white guy with a receding hairline, you think, okay, well, this is somebody we can go at. Do that at your peril, because Caruso is much more athletic than a lot of people give him credit for. Very, very smart basketball player. You know, he's lived his entire life on a basketball court. He is a true lifer at the age of 22. And I think that, you know, having him back there is a big deal. I think Collins is very underrated as a defender. And then you've got guys like coming off the bench like Admon Gilder, who's a true freshman. But he has played very well the last month or so. He plays solid defense and gives them some scoring when they bring that second unit out. So I think that in a guard-heavy tournament, especially tomorrow when they're going to see a four-guard lineup, they're going to need that defensive experience.
Mark Passwaters joins us, AggieL.com on Texas A&M. So Daniel House has 32 points against Kentucky in the title game. This is a guy that's like in the teens all the time. I mean, he got 40 minutes. The game did go into OT. But as you were watching that, were you like, boy, Daniel, this is a rather surprise from Daniel tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know, he gets his 15 points or so, but it's usually on 18 to 20 shots, and he was hitting everything. Last weekend, and if he keeps that up, then the Aggies become incredibly dangerous, because Jalen Jones is a guy who can hit it from three, but he's also a guy who can get down a low post and get his shots. Tyler Davis, the true freshman center, is big enough that he can, you know, body around with anybody. He's going to get you 10 points or so. But if House is converting at a high percentage, if he's hitting 40% of his shots, A&M gets real, real dangerous, because if he's sitting out there firing up threes and they're falling at a rate of, you know, one out of three or two out of five, you know, as opposed to one out of six, you know, that's a lot more possessions where you're converting in a hurry. And, you know, A&M's going to be really tough on you on the defensive end.
Is there a guy that has to – he just has to play well, otherwise the team doesn't go anywhere?
You know, it would be easy to say House, but they've won when he hasn't played well. I think that Jones is the guy. He really took over this year as the go-to scorer, and he's got the ability, as we saw last weekend, to sit outside from three and fire away and hit. But he's also big enough at 6'7" and change to go down the low post, back somebody in, and you know, get those high percentage shots from 3 or 4 feet. You start getting that, and then, you know, everything opens up, because if people start collapsing down on him, then he can kick the ball out to House, or he can pass the ball into Davis and get another high percentage shot. You know, then it starts becoming pick your poison. But Jones has to be on his game for all the other tools to work.
There, I should mention that Texas A&M will play Green Bay coming up on Friday. And I mean this with, you know, as a guy who's been following this program and sort of seeing it grow under Kennedy, is a third seed in the tournament, runner-up in the SEC title game, a game they could have won, is this a surprise year? Did you see this coming from the Aggies in this season?
You know, I wrote something at the beginning of the season after watching them play in the Bahamas, and I said, you know, this team can come in second in the SEC. And then I watched Kentucky a couple times, and I came back and said, this team can win the SEC. And then they went out and they flopped and they lost five in a row. And it's like, well, if they get their poise back, they can win the SEC. And they did. you know, basically, this is a team that has really come together. They do the things that, you know, they do the basic things right. And that's so rare these days. They go out there, they play defense. They play defense when the ball isn't there. They don't leave their guy. They work through screens. They rebound. They play well in the paint. They don't rush their shots, with the exception of House. House can really sit out there and drive you absolutely insane. You know, some guys get the rifleman. He's the machine gun. He's just firing away. You know, but you got guys like a Caruso, who's sitting there, and he's going to get you 7 or 8 points, but he's going to get you 3 steals. He's going to get you 8 assists. He's going to get you 8 rebounds. You know, Collins is going to quietly get you some points, but he's going to handle the team. He's going to be that kind of leader on the court. But then you go to the second team, and you're talking about guys like Gilder, who's played really well. DJ Hogue is an absolute sniper when he gets his game going. He's another true freshman. And Tony Trocha Morelos, who was, for a couple of years, he was kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. People kept on talking about him, but nobody ever saw him because they couldn't get him eligible. And just in the last season or so, he has developed immensely, and now they've got another guy who's 6'10", but he can sit outside and hit threes all day at about a 40% clip, or he'll take you in the low post. And all the guys, it doesn't matter, first team or second team, they're all going to play defense. And I think that's the thing that has differentiated them from most other teams, at least in the SEC. They may not be the most talented. They're certainly not the most athletic. But they play well as a team. They understand their roles, and they're willing to adapt.
Again, Texas A&M, a 3 seed, will go up against Green Bay on Friday. Again, Mark Passwaters, AggieYell.com. Always great talking to you, my friend. Can't wait when football season starts.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we can find a quarterback, that should be pretty interesting, too.
I know. Great talking to you, my friend.
No problem, Tony. Anytime.
All right, coming up next, more thoughts on the NCAA tournament. We'll look ahead to Friday's games. A couple of things in the NBA I want to get to. It's all coming up next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.